Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, and welcome to another riveting episode of the Harvest Podcast with me, Carmel Fisher. As you know, we are reviewing some of the extraordinary companies that will be presenting at the MicroCap Conference. Now, in conjunction with the Harvest Podcast and IBN, we're excited to host today Perfect Corp, listed on the NYSE as PERF. I have with me Mr. Louis Chen, Executive Vice President, as well as Chief Strategy Officer for Perfect Corp. Welcome and thank you for being here with us, Louis.
Thank you, Camille.
Please, as a start, give us a very quick update on who Perfect Corp is. We obviously know that you're in the beauty field, you're touching into the fashion space, but give us a quick overview of just who Perfect Corp is and what you guys are planning or have done for the last year.
Thank you, Camille. So Perfect Corp is a technology company very much focused in the beauty tech and fashion tech. So essentially, we operate in the SaaS business model. So we have a series of SaaS softwares to help the beauty brands, the fashion brands, through the e-commerce journey, through helping the consumer virtually try on products before they make the purchase, as well as skincare-related technologies or other apparels and items, luxury items.
Wonderful. Now, with the recent launch of AI APIs, particularly in the beauty tech space, how do you envision these tools transforming the traditional e-commerce landscape for all sizes, basically specifically small and medium-sized beauty brands?
So Perfect Corp has been in this business for 10 years. We founded in 2015. And we have seen really a huge structural transformational changes that was happening already and accelerating now, and of course, we foreseeable future as well. And so beauty brands, to start with, we started to work with the luxuries, the big enterprises, because there was an urgency for them to go through a digital transformation. How they were conducting business in the past decade was very much in the retail, brick and mortars, while now the modern shoppers, the young millennials, Gen Zs, are shopping much more online. So there was really a huge demand and the pressure on how they can use technology to modernize their shopping journeys. And once you don't have the beauty advisor in the store to helping your consumers, you know, technology become really much more important on how you present your product, how they discover your products in the mobile app, in the e-commerce, in the shopping. So we have seen different technologies such as augmented reality technology came into play with the big improvements in terms of the quality, the precisions, the visual quality of the rendering that really can help consumer better understand, for example, what color of lipstick should I wear to pair with my skin tone or my hairstyles or even my outfit. So these are all transformational technology that is coming into play in the day-to-day of the modern consumers. Now, starting with the big brands, of course, because they are the leader in the categories and they do have the budget and the team and the resources to push for such innovations. But in the last 2-3 years, we have seen these being democratized into even the small and medium businesses, because not only the bigger brand or bigger enterprise will enjoy these, the benefit of this technology, we think it's going to help of all business of all sizes. And starting from that, we diversify our solution into a more high-end enterprise solution that can be customized and be better integrated with the other internal systems, as well as more turnkey solutions that are ready to go, require very little effort, that the beauty smaller brands, they can take it, or smaller retailer, they can take it and integrate into their solution and have a very fast to market. So the business is growing really nicely. So we have expanded not only in different categories, but we also try to tailor-made our solutions so that you can work for both big sizes and also smaller sizes business.
Really tapping into markets across the board. It's fantastic. And looking at the partnerships that you will now have with over 650 global brands, what unique insights, and you've touched on some, but anything else that you have gathered, about enterprise level demands for AI beauty technology that influence the development of these scalable API solutions?
Indeed, it was quite a journey to start from zero and now have 600, 700 global brands, big logos that are on the platform that are endorsing this technology. And I think it's really start with the quality demand, because when we start for dealing with the luxury business, we know that they are very demanding, right? So they do not want any gimmicky solutions that may annoy their customers. So it is very important that you perceive and preserve their brand value. So it's very important that you launch the technology not too prematurely, right? Launch it when it is ready for prime time. And that is something that maybe the name of the company is called Perfect. We try to always make our solution perfect because we know that you really only have one chance to get you to into consumer. If they get disappointed, they will leave and they will not come back, or they only come back at a very, very later stage. So it is very important that don't rush into the market. Of course, being first is very important, but it's also very important to have really, really product that works, right? The quality of the product, the customer satisfaction, it is very important. And that's how we started, to really starting one by one, winning the trust of the bigger logo. And eventually, everybody else in that industry will follow, right? Because they are going to feel more comfortable about technology. One thing that we learned from the beginning, that if we look at the beauty and fashion space, originally, traditionally, they are not very strong in technology by themselves, right? This is not their forte. They are in branding, they're in marketing. So they do need partners such as Perfect to help that. It is important to give them that type of trust so they can trust our team, they can trust our product, and also learn from them. We are not beauty company, we are not fashion company, but we need to learn from our customer about what is their pain points, what they're trying to solve. And we come with an angle of how technology could be helping them and when. And AI, of course, in the recent few years has been growing really, really fast. All the brands are very excited about it. Would this be the next big catalyst to drive the next wave of changes? We believe so. So we invested quite heavily in generative AI, not only for the large language model, but for imaging, which is part of our core business, and more into generative AI for video for now and in the near future.
Wonderful nuggets of wisdom there. And you touched on quality of product being one of the key differentiators in this, booming but infant stage industry, really, that's got a lot of potential. Now, as more companies enter the AI beauty tech space, what other differentiators do you believe gives Perfect Corp a competitive advantage, particularly in terms of your generative AI capabilities? Just dive into that a little bit more specifically for us.
Certainly. I think many will say that the quality of the AI is just as good as what data you have to train the AI. And I think that's one of the moat, one of the key differentiator for us here, because of our expertise in the niche vertical for beauty, for example. We are not trying to build an AI that knows everything, can do everything. No, that is not really our role here. We try to really focus in one vertical at a time, let's say beauty or fashion. And because of our expertise over a decade in working with these 600 plus brands, we have accumulated a lot of knowledge, a lot of data around beauty preferences around the world. What woman or sometimes men want for beauty, what kind of color, the texture, the products. And those are very, very precious assets that we have to train and model our AI. And we believe this is going to be a quite differentiator. To give you an example, when we talk about, let's say, a range of red lipstick, one particular brand can have 20, 30, even more colors of red with a slightly different variance. A generic AI model would not be able to tell the difference between one to another. The AI would just say, this is just red, or that is just new. But in our case, because we have so much data from brands, from our user engagements, we are able to tell apart from each other's. So we can do really a very fine, precise personalization that offer to user really what they need. It's the same thing for skincare. Everybody have a different skincare, skin concerns. For example, my skin is very dry. I would certainly need something else compared to somebody else maybe having a more oily skin and may need other different product or go through a different regimen. And so these will be the important facts that we use in training our AI model and fine-tuning it, such it really become your beauty agent, right? In our view is in the near future, every single of us or the brand will offer a personalized beauty agent that will sit in the pocket, right, in your smartphone, they'll understand you better than anybody else, right? You take a picture of you in the morning, analyze, your glow, your skin, your textures, and it give you really the preference. Or even you can ask them, I'm going to wear this color, jacket or dress today. How do I pair that, with my hair? How do I pair that with my looks?
All about specificity and really having that bestie in your pocket, from what it sounds like. With the recent acquisition of Wannabe, a very exciting disclosure there. But Wannabe is known for its virtual try-on technology and the digitalization solutions for the fashion industry, as you touched on earlier. But this signals obviously a congruent merging of fashion and beauty, which goes so perfectly together. But how will this strategically position Perfect Corp as a tech leader in the luxury fashion domain?
In a big time, we are super excited be able to complete this acquisition. Certainly, Perfect Corp, we are already number one in the beauty space for many years, and it has always been in our roadmap that we have to expand our TAM and try to address some adjacent market. And fashion is really a trivial choice that to go there. Now we had that option to build it ourselves or looking into opportunities that we can accelerate that growth through acquisition. And I think luckily we found Wannabe, so and they are available in the market. And I think this is really a huge synergy between the teams because first we understand the business model, right? It's the same type of business that we operate, although we operate in a slightly different verticals. So they are very strong in shoes, bags, scarf, and other clothes, and we are very strong in beauty, in makeup, in skincare. And certainly, as you said, these go very, very well side by side. So when we have opportunity to do that, we know that developing technology, one, takes time, resources, but what is really taking more time is to build customer trust. And Wannabe be already be in the market for more than 5 years, have more than 2,000 of big logos, including Gucci, Balenciaga, Valentino, right? All these big brands already using this technology. It gives us really this bootstrap accelerated growth that we are entering into the fashion market, but immediately already with a great client base to start with a product that is already proven in the market for 5 years or so. And what we really envision to do is with our global platform, with our global sales force, we are able to take their business, which is mostly in Europe, but try to accelerate that quickly in Asia and in America. I believe there are such more opportunities of a retailer whether it's in the shoe space, in the bag space. Bags is a huge, huge demand from luxury brands. And we'll be able to take this technology and use our expertise and our global distribution to grow this business as fast as we can.
Revelatory and very exciting indeed. Now, as you present at the upcoming Macrocap conference, how will you address the potential synergies between Perfect Corp's AI APIs and Wannabe's virtual try-on tech in terms of creating value for both shareholders and luxury retail partners?
Indeed. I think there's a lot of cross sales opportunity for us because a lot of the brand that we serve or want to serve, they are multi-categories, right? So the same brand who are selling bags, they are also selling scarves, they're also selling sunglasses. And so there's a lot of synergy that the team have already started to work on integration right after the completion of the merger, the acquisition. So this is, I think, the first step, right? Try to help a customer that they don't need to shop many places to integrate the solution. They can continue to go to one platform. It's much easier for their team to manage all the assets, to manage the technology integration. So it's going to be a simple integration from the customer end, and we are going to do the heavy lifting work at the back end, right? So we can able to integrate these different categories. Many times my customer are telling me that they are selling multi-category as a stacking, right? So when you walk into a boutique shop, you're not only shopping for a pair of eyes. Sometimes you buy something else, accessory for your earrings. Maybe you are taking something else. And for us, I think that brings value to customer. So customer is going to be a very easy onboarding process. They don't need to go again to shop and deal with multiple vendors, which is add a lot of complexity. And that will be the first step. But the more important thing is the technology roadmap after that, right? So with the team of experts from both Wana and Perfect, I think the research team will be able to bring up new technology in the horizon that will really enhance this quality issue that I talk about, right? How we increase the accuracy of the tracking, how we increase the precision of the rendering, the 3D objects, the 3D viewers, and then expand from that to even more category data is not yet available now But with the new technology, with this new bigger engineering team, they're going to bring expertise from both sides and try to build even a stronger roadmap.
Wonderful. Just to remind the audience that Perfect Corp will be presenting at the Microcap Conference coming up 28th to 30th of January at the Borgata Hotel and Casino and Spa in Atlantic City in Jersey. Make sure to register and come and check us out. Check out Perfect Corp and all the other amazing companies that'll be there. Just for those investors listening, what can you highlight for us in terms of key growth metrics and market opportunities that you want investors to know as this conference comes up and things that you'll be highlighting for them when you're actually presenting there?
I think this industry is still in this early day, right? So the digitization, is going to take some time. Although we already have 600-700 brands on it, but there are thousands and thousands of brands still not yet on this type of technology. So that is really the runway that we envision and we keep investing in to really win there. And I think there's so much peer, and sometimes it's a bit of FOMO because they're looking to their peer competitor. What are the other brands doing in the market? Who is doing the best? And we want to bring that, use cases. We want to bring those reference cases to our customer to be that this is really helping them increase conversion rates, increase their basket size, or many times even returning, lowering the return rates, right? Because as consumer can actually see this technology before they purchase, they can see the product, they can try it on. I think the satisfaction issue goes up. So to us, this is where our big bet are, is try to help, and then not only in the big logos, right? I think they are emerging markets. We're investing heavily in Middle East, in the Southeast Asia as well. So the beauty and fashion category is quite global. Right, it is not a particular market only. Women from all ages and in every continent, I think they shop for beauty products, and the demand is there. So I think we want to continue to invest together with our clients. Generative AI is a big bet, right? Because I think it's going to accelerate a lot of the process in terms of how do you create the assets, how you create even more realistic photo or videos that can help in their marketing, in their sales. So these are all key critical pieces. That way we are investing, and I think investor should like this story because this is where I think the world is going.
100%. And if there's anything that you believe investors may be overlooking, just in your professional opinion and being in your senior position with Perfect Corp, what do you believe they are overlooking? And then how does the platform of events like the Microcap Conference help you to showcase that?
We're growing quickly, but we are still a very new ticker, right? So not so many investors have actually known that yet. We just went listed the second anniversary. So I think it's important for us to present our story, to be at the conference and to meet with investor or people in the community to tell our story. So I think this is quite important. And for them to get to know that this is an emerging new platform that they should be paying more attention to. Because I think this is where the big dollars are coming, not only going to the big Mag Seven company for the tech infrastructure, but also to find maybe a smaller cap company who are specialized in vertical and is a high margin business, is a good growth business, is something that should excite them and to pay more attention into this space.
Excellent. Well, you've heard it directly from Chief Strategy Officer and Executive Vice President Louis Chen, who does head up those departments for Perfect Corp on the NYSE as PERF again. They'll be presenting at the Microcap Conference coming up really soon. We look forward to seeing you there. The Harvest Podcast will be bringing you more insightful interviews with some of the top companies doing amazing things out there. Join us for more breakthrough episodes coming up, and do join us at the conference should you be able to attend. I'm Carmel Fisher. Thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned for more. Brought to you, as always, by The Harvest Podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts.